year-old at a very high rate of speed. Witnesses say Dallara had been chasing another car shortly before the crash. He also had two younger children in the vehicle with him. All were taken to the hospital. Dallara was later arrested. The driver of the Honda, at last check, was in critical condition at a Santa Rosa hospital. This morning, you've got the chance to listen to and watch as musicians from the famed New York Juilliard School perform original music composed by inmates at the Sonoma County Jail. Eight people worked to compose the music over the last 7 weeks. You can watch the Music for the Future concert at 8:30 this morning via Zoom. We've got a link up on our website under news. A mountain lion attacked two brothers Saturday in a remote part of El Dorado County, killing one of them in what is believed to be the first such fatal incident in over 20 years. The two victims, who live near Georgetown, are identified as an 18-year-old who suffered severe wounds to his face, and his brother, the other man, a 21-year-old who did not survive the attack by the mountain lion. Law enforcement was able to locate the cat, who still had the body of the 21-year-old nearby, and scare it off so they could recover the body. Later, game wardens euthanized the cat, and it will be fully examined. On Friday, Governor Newsom expanded a state of emergency declaration to include 11 additional California counties, including Sonoma, Lake, and Mendocino counties, damaged by a series of storms in early February. The declaration expansion is to support ongoing recovery from last month's storms, which produced near-hurricane-level wind that knocked down hundreds of power poles and tree limbs. More than 300,000 homes and businesses in California were without power for days. He also requested a presidential major disaster declaration. If the governor's request is approved, the presidential declaration would make available federal public assistance funding to help state, tribal, and local governments cover emergency response and recovery costs. Four men accused of staging the Russia concert hall attack that killed more than 130 people have appeared before a Moscow court showing signs of severe beatings. All four men were charged with terrorism. One appeared to be barely conscious during Sunday's hearing. Authorities formally charged the men with committing a group terrorist attack resulting in deaths. The offense carries a maximum sentence of imprisonment for life. Fast food chain Chick-fil-A backtracked from its decade-old no antibiotics ever pledge. The company now says it will embrace a standard known as no antibiotics important to humans in medicine. Chick-fil-A said it will begin shifting to the new policy this spring. A company spokesperson added that the move reflects the company's concern about its ability to acquire sufficient supplies of antibiotic-free, high-quality chicken. 7:34 KZST, time for another update on Sonoma County traffic. That will say hello once again to CHP Officer Shane Young. Hello, Shane. How are the roadways?
Good morning. We still have traffic on southbound 101 as you enter Marin County. There's also traffic building up near the metering lights of SR-12 and 101. No accidents to report at this time. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
At Empire College of Law, our students aim to positively impact their communities after graduation.
Having been a law student, I'm really loving getting to come back and be a teacher at the law school because I really look forward to helping law school students as they navigate this very unique and vulnerable time in their life and how I can help better prepare students as they deal with the rest of their law school experience, the bar exam, and then their eventual career.
Visit EmpireCollegeOfLaw.org.
Attention, Sonoma County food enthusiasts. Ready for a culinary adventure? Then get yourself to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland in Santa Rosa. Your ticket to a world of flavors. Savor the richness of Russian borscht or delight in the savory perfection of Italian chicken piccata. At Brothers Cafe, their international selection will transport your taste buds across continents. Each dish a masterpiece crafted with locally sourced ingredients, ensuring freshness and authenticity. Come experience the fusion of global cuisines at Brothers Cafe. Taste the world on your plate today.
Download the free Upside app and earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. In sports, it is now on to the Sweet 16 for the men's NCAA March Madness tournament. All four top seeds, Purdue, Houston, North Carolina, and UConn, are still alive. On the women's side, same thing. All top four are still In contention, Iowa will play West Virginia today. The Warriors will be in Miami to play the Heat tomorrow night, and the Giants and A's play a preseason game in Oakland tonight. Your forecast, mainly sunny for today. Overall, just some light wind. Highs in the mid-60s, should be a little bit warmer than yesterday. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny once again with more mid-60s. It does look like rain is back on Wednesday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. You still have a chance for big-time riches this week. Tonight's Powerball is up to $800 million, while tomorrow night's Mega Millions has jumped to $1.1 billion after nobody hit the jackpot over the weekend. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down? Think that I'll come running back? Baby, you don't know me, 'cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. Footsteps even lighter.
Tuned into 100.1 KZST on your Monday. It is 7:40, 47 degrees, some hazy sunshine outside. On the way, our hot topic of the morning.
Honey, we need to make reservations for Buckley for spring break and Easter. He loves going to daycare at Paradise Pet Resorts. Let's see if they have room for boarding.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier to leave him, knowing they'll take care of him like he's their own.
Paradise Pet Resorts will take great care of your furry family member. You get to go away, and your pet gets a vacation. See for yourself on the webcams. Just download the app and look at all those wagging tails.
Dogs are pack animals who don't do well left alone all day. They need plenty of mental and physical exercise, as well as lots of opportunities to play, sniff, explore, and socialize. Doggy daycare is a practical solution for keeping your dog stimulated, as opposed to chewing, digging, and barking when you're not home.
Pets prefer Paradise. Pet tested, pet approved. Book now for boarding and daycare. Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park in Santa Rosa. ParadisePetResorts.com.
North Bay Honor Flight is a Santa Rosa-based nonprofit whose mission is to transport our local veterans to visit their memorials in Washington, D.C. at no cost to the honored veteran. The goal is to honor the service of our Vietnam, Korea, and World War II veterans and give them the warm and celebratory homecoming they deserved but never received. Right now, we need volunteers and donations. Please join us in giving our veterans one final tour with honor. Go to NorthBayHonorFlight.org. NorthBayHonorFlight.org.
Need food for a meeting? Make sure it goes right from start to finish. Order on EasyCater.com, one simple, reliable platform. With over 100,000 restaurants from national chains to local favorites, it's easy to find food for any taste or dietary need. And EasyCater has your back with 24/7 support to make sure everything goes right. Client lunches, team meetings, sales calls, company events, 100,000 restaurants, one platform. Order online at EasyCater.com.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Happy Monday.
Oh, happy Monday. Easter week.
Yes, it is. That's right.
Unbelievable. It's here already. Wow. Easter is Sunday. And so our hot topic is kind of ways to become a fun person, a more fun person, and live life to the fullest. Yay, the Easter Bunny's coming.
Woohoo!
So this is the way to have a good life. So I have some tips. Romanticize the ordinary moments. Live and feel and think the fairy tale. Now, we kind of have a fairy tale job. I kind of feel like I live a fairy tale life. How about you?
But grim fairy tale or like a happy fairy?
You know? I'm happy, Brent. Happy.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, do we need to go back to Fun Pants Friday?
There we go.
You're happy.
I would agree. I would agree. You know what? Well, I think for what we do, we do have dream jobs for most. And yeah, I would agree with that.
Absolutely. My next tip on being happy: say yes more often. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, my middle name is Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You got to say yes to become a more fun person. Utilize and enjoy your solo time. Learn to love your alone time. I love my alone time.
Yeah.
I also love my being around people time.
Yeah. Alone time is important. It's okay to be by yourself. It's okay to shut down and just kind of go, I need my me time.
And don't use your phone. Put your phone down. Because when I'm alone, I'm like, I need my phone. Keep the phone down. Don't pick it up. I do that. Seriously, I tell myself that. Put the phone away and enjoy your alone time.
There you go.
How about visit new places, the little and the big. Travel close and far away. So, of course, here, there's so many staycations.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's close. And then if you can do a big trip, that's always fun, too. So these are tips on how to become a fun person and live life to the fullest. Brent, you have some.
Yeah. Celebrate the small things, the little wins in life. I think that's really, really important.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a daily thing for sure.
Yep. Make your mornings beautiful.
Well,
at 2 a.m., I guess, you know.
You know, our mornings, I would throw in another couple of adjectives for our mornings since we're up at the crack of dawn.
Exactly. Make your mornings full of coffee. How about that?
There you go.
There we go. Open yourself up to unique experiences. Now, I think this is good. I tend to run in a fairly narrow little span here. And every now and then, it's good to step outside of your box and experience something different.
Well, when I do that, I burn my kitchen down because I try to cook, so that doesn't work. So for me, not cooking,
okay,
that works. Other unique experiences, for sure.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. You can burn water is what you're saying. Oh, you're that good?
I'm really good. Yes, I am.
And also, this one's key. Reduce stress from your life. Very important.
Oh, my God. How do you do that? Yeah. Do that. Reduce stress. I mean, that is a really good one. That is a good one. So we're talking about fun, how to be a fun person and living your life to the fullest. So we're going to end this, Brent, a little morning show tip from us on how to be a fun person and live your life to the best. The answer is listen to songs like this on KZST. American Authors, Best Day of My Life. Your new motto from KZST. County's KZST. Let's get a check on the commute right now with CHP Officer Shane Young in our Rohnert Park studio. Good morning. How's traffic?
Good morning. Traffic is heavy for northbound US 101 from Todd Road to College, and you can expect some traffic at the metering lights from SR12 onto US 101. No accidents to report this time from the CHP in Sonoma County. This is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free ITIN tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Buzza. You know, I was the first to bring sedation dentistry to Sonoma County. What you may not know is that I'm one of the very few dentists that provide conscious IV sedation dentistry in the North Bay. What that means, before I start working on your teeth, I put you into a nice, comfortable slumber. There's no pain, but you can still give me feedback on how you're feeling. And when the procedure's over, you have no memory of what happened. You just took a long nap. It's a game changer for people who are fearful of dental care. Just imagine, miraculously, having the smile you've always wanted without the fear of dental pain. You won't feel a thing. If you or somebody you know would like to learn more about IV sedation dentistry, give my awesome team a call. They'll set up an appointment with me, and you can learn about what our patients are saying. You can find us and make an appointment at SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com.
Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, and welcome to Industry Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on the sales position in an industry you've certainly heard of. The industry has been around for over 100 years. More than 90% of Americans check it out every week. And the seasoned local sales pros make an average income that transcends six figures. The top 5% of earners in the Santa Rosa area. The industry? You're listening to it. Radio. If you're a sales pro who wants to make an income to match your skills, contact Steve DiNardo at Amaturo Sonoma Media Group at 707-284-9124. That's 707-284-9124. A career in radio and digital sales is fun, entertaining, and I believe we've already brought it up, lucrative. Set up your confidential interview with Steve today. Call 707-284-9124. Amaturo Sonoma Media Group is an equal opportunity employer.
You're tuned in to 100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and the word of the weekend was younger, as in Pliny the Younger, the Russian River Brewing's triple IPA that is here for a limited time only through April 4th. It debuted on Friday at both their Santa Rosa and Windsor Brew Pubs. And for the eighth year in a row, Santa Rosa resident Lindsay Waddell scored the first place in line. Pliny fans lined up early Thursday. It is the 20th anniversary of Pliny the Younger. And by the way, people are loving the change this year. You can now purchase three bottles, not just two. And they're $13.50 apiece.
Sonoma County. It's Monday, March 25th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8 a.m. I'm Brent Allen. We've got a couple of dry days to start off the work week. Currently, we are sitting at 48 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Park Trail Drive near Summerfield Road in Santa Rosa was shut down for several hours on Sunday after a 56-year-old woman was struck by a car while she was in the crosswalk at about 7:15 in the morning. She suffered major injuries and remains hospitalized in critical but stable condition. The driver of the vehicle is a 79-year-old female who did stop and call 911 and fully cooperated in the investigation. About 10 p.m. on Saturday night, a vehicle driven by 50-year-old Gerald Ernest Mello II crashed into another car in Montgomery Drive near Jacqueline Drive in Santa Rosa, sending one car into the front yard of a home. Police said Mello was speeding at the time and displayed symptoms of being under the influence of alcohol.